the Gemara has it, the source of Birchas Hananen, is if we learn, it begins with the Kodesh Elohim Hashem with respect to Pidyon, Neter, Kerem Revoy. Right? The Gemara says that if we'll end up paskening Neter Revoy, then the Hilulim is twice Hilul. So one Hilul has to do with the halal that a person gives by being poida something. That when one is poida something, that means that a person elevates something to a higher level of Kedusha. That I have a pay raise from one of the areas in Eretz Yisrael. I say Beit Shan or some area, an area down south, and it's difficult for me to bring them to Yerushalayim. It might be good for the payers. So I exchange them for Kesef, right? So the fact that I have to go through the process of watching over these fruit and to make it to Yerushalayim, that's a form of giving Shevach. Why am I saying? So these fruit have to make it to Yerushalayim. If they won't make it easily, I have to be paid, and then I have to bring my money and then be paid against the whole process of pidyon. That's not a normal way to have fruit. Normally you go to a store, you get fruit. So if I have to go through a special process of being paid, that's already giving Shevach. I'm treating these fruit with a special in a special way, and that gives Shevach to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whenever we treat food with certain kinds of special halachas, whether it's shechita, whether it's nikkur, so all of that, it means that we're using the payrus as part of a Avodas Hashem. That's one hillel. What's the other hillel going to be? That's going to be possibly brachas. Right? So if you hold Neter Revoy, so then you have hillel for a bracha. If you hold Kerem Revoy, so I need the second hillel to teach me that it's only going to be referring to grapes, referring to wine. However, the Gemara says I could be Samech on Exer Shava to teach me Neta to Kerem Revoy, and then I sell him one hillel extra, right? So those are the two mahalchim. If I hold Kerem Revoy and I don't hold Exer Shava, then it's clear that a bracha is going to be, will not have a day rice at the Gemakor. If I hold a Neter Revoy, then it could be that a bracha is a derisa tikkun makor. If I hold a Kerem Revoy and Gzeira Shavas, I can still hold it as a derisa tikkun makor. Okay? And then the Gemara says, so I could have a din derisa, but the din derisa is only going to be the bracha achrayna. So the bracha rishayna will be via a kal v'chayver. A kal v'chayver shayna gomer. Then the Gemara says, but achrei kechleis hakoil, I still only have I don't have basar, I don't have basar of beitz mecholav, right? Gemara says that even if I go the route of kerem revoy, so I'm only going to have the varm hadavim lekerem, right? So I may only get as far as the shiva minim. Those fruit that have some halachas, other halachas that Torah gave chashivas with its bikurim. So how am I going to get to include all the pavers? So the Gemara says there's going to have to be a drabonon dikim makor, right? Or I shouldn't say it goes so fast. It's going to be a svara, right? It's going to be a svara. So achrei kechleis hakoil. Is a bracha a din de rice a din de rabbanon? So lechayra, what's the test of whether a bracha is a de rice a de rabbanon? Anything is a de rice a rabbanon. What's the test? Sofek de rice, right? Lechayra, that should be the test. Sofek. Now, when it comes to brachas, we have another test. What's the other test? Another test.
No, but I'm saying, didn't we say that, right? Didn't we quote a Rebbe Eger saying that that's something like a different, it's sort of different?
Another test. Before we get to any of that, another test. No?
Svara?
No. Halacha l'maaseh. We wanted to find out what is the achra l'dina. So, safek would be one way of figuring out, because we have a general rule, safek d'rabbanan l'kula. Safek d'rabbanan l'chumra. So, Josh is saying not so fast, because when it comes to bracha, there is an overarching concern that a bracha levatola could be yisur. So whether a sofek bracha requires me to repeat it, Josh is saying is not going to be such a necessarily a test that's bechreyach. Okay, they have to accept that. So we have another test to figure out whether a bracha is a deraisa de rabbanon, and that takes us to the Mishnah Daf Chaf. No, Balkeri. Chazal or Misaken that a Balkeri shouldn't make brachas. So we don't hope, the Gemara says later on that takana was relaxed. But Chazal were only Misaken not to make a bracha de rabbanon, but a bracha de raisa they were not mevatel. So that's how we know that would be one test case. Okay, so when you follow the test of the Mishnah on Daf Chaf, so then we would say that all brachas, or that some brachas at Rabbanon. Right? Because the Muslim de Raisa, another brachas at Rabbanon. So now we have an ambiguity from that Mishnah, is everything other than Birkas on Muslim at Rabbanon. That would mean bracha mein shalosh, that would mean a burpee gofen, that would mean moshe lechon arvet, that would be a sha'akal. Right? So that is not so clear from the Mishnah over there. Right? When it comes to safek brachas, So since the din of Balkeri, so that's not going to be Lamasa, because Chazal were matir the Iser of davening Bishas Keri, so that we're not going to have that test anymore. But the test of suffix, that we'll still find in Shulchan Aruch, and the Achrayim explain it in a way that it does give us Achra. So there are three places where Shulchan Aruch paskins the din of suffix. So you have Shulchan Aruch and Simon, Kuv Samach Zayin. One of the goals of our learning together is to cover large parts, if not large parts of Chelek Beis of Mishneh Berurah, but large parts of trying to cover as much as we can of the Simonim of Bracha Rishayna. So in Kuv Samach Zayin, Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Tes, Imhu misupuk and birech hamoitziyim lav einoy chayzer umevarech. Person is in the middle of his meal, doesn't remember being hamoitziyim. He remembers washing, but then he has a blank whether he's remembered to say hamoitziyim or not. So now he's in the middle of the suda, he's not making any brachas because he thinks he made hamoitziyim, and now all of a sudden he has a chalishas das. Maybe he didn't make hamoitziyim. So what's the halacha? So our first call is always a Mishnah Berurah. So in Choyzim Mavarech means that he doesn't, if he wants to continue reading, a davar pashut, that he doesn't make a bracha, we will discuss this. He doesn't make, it's not shayach to make a bracha right now. What does in Choyzim Mavarech mean? He doesn't repeat, he doesn't go back. What do you mean he doesn't go back? At 12 o'clock, he washed. At 12:01, he ate his bread. He thinks that he made a hamoitzi. All right? Now, he's eating his meal, and now it's 12:10. And he has a suffix. Did he make a berachas on baisina? So, when he ate from 12:01 to 12:10, He can't make a bracha on that. And there's no makeup for that bracha. It makes a bracha chreina, but there's no makeup for bracha rishayna. Right? And pasha, it needn't be, because he's got to make a bracha chreina anyways. Now the real question is, he wants to continue eating. So here the Shulchan Aruch says, so Mishneh Berurah is saying, that's what the Shulchan Aruch means. Ein achoizem avarach yeshe yoichal oin. The birkas hamboitzi ein ay elemit rabbanu nusfeke lakula. Ubitam zeh, so since Al Pi Din he's not mechuyev to make a bracha, let's say he still is libay mefak fake. He says, well, I have a safek, I'd like to make another bracha. He's not allowed to make another bracha, because Al Pi Din it's a bracha, shein etzricha. But if he looks around and he sees that somebody's a latecomer, and that person hasn't made his birchas hamoitzi yet, right? Or if there's a guy who hasn't had bread yet, he's a nice guy, he's looking for his chuyas. So then you can knock and ask him, no, do me a favor, and be moitzi me with that bracha. Right? We'll discuss, but we haven't learned the Mishnah yet, about when Reuven can be Moitzi Shimon in a Birchas Hanenen. But here the Mishnah Berurah says, in this case, it would work to say, to have somebody else be Moitzi. Now this din of Safek comes up three times in Shulchan Aruch. It comes up in Kuf Pei Dalet. Ochal. Now he's already holding in he's in shir, and while he's holding in shir, he's learning the case of Mevarchin, and all of a sudden he thinks, you know what? I don't remember if I benched. I had lunch, and not sure I benched. So it's the din. So tzarech levarach misafek, v'bnei shehi min haTorah. That's a sofek deraisa. All right. So therefore, that has to be done v'deraita. That he has to be chayzer. Says the Mishnah Brayin, "Kol berachas amazin apvach revius." General Rabbanu, "Kiyeched el azulzeba." So now Mishnah Brayin is a chiddush. What's the bracha? What is how is a mekayim the din they rise of berachas amazin? So the Mishnah Brayin quotes the Magen Avraham of Pichonosh, and he says, "And I found also the Mishnah, a very big chiddush. Why is this a big chiddush to say all berachas amazin?" Because bracha revius is only derabanan, right?
Torah, it's Torah with all the brachos.
Okay, but the pshat of Mishmur quotes kehechad eloy lezozulei. That it's one thing if we say we have general din of having a suffering brachos lachol, but now I'm davka going to get up to the bracha revius. So then, apparently Chazal when they were misaking this bracha, in this case they were misaking suffering bracha islachmer. Right? Why isn't the bracha in a sricha? So apparently that's part of the Tikkunos Chazal, that they said if I have a bracha de rabbanan in the context of a bracha de raisa, you want to call it nigra to find the lashon is mishana. But it says in that case Chazal or misakin keiched the loy lezulzuli bay. I'll give you a marshal of when we pask in this din. By yom tiv sheni, so we make a kiddush. They have a full blown shmei esrei. And we even make a bircha shechayanu. And Yom Tov Sheni, l'chayra, in the times of Bayis Sheni, in the times of the Mishnayis, l'chayra, when the Yom Tov Sheni was a real, it was a safek. There was no taka, it was a safek. So I don't know if they made brachas then. I don't know if they made a kiddush. They kept it as without Yisurim Malacha. But I'm not sure. But when Chazal were misakein that we should misakein Yom Tov Sheni, so then the Rishonim say that Chazal were misakein kidei sheloy lezalzulei be. Correct. Then they were misakein. So again, I'm not sure how it was before with the Chazal were misakein this din, even when it was a bona fide suffix. But certainly, Bismanein Avanu Chazal are misakin. That's why they're misakin the Shechayanu, okay? Because Chazal understand Jews very well, and if we would say this is a din derabanan, not like yes, it's a din derayis. So it's one thing you have a din derabanan Chanukah, Purim. It's a standalone din derabanan. But if you have a din derabanan in the context of a din der yesterday, that was the real Yom Tov. Then we made brachas, right? So now you're going to sit by your Seder and you're not going to make any brachas. So Jews won't take it so seriously. Right? What's the Raya Brewer, how Chazal do Jews very well?
Sphira.
Sphira, right? Sphira is such a Merah Derech that if a Jew, we are Machmir, that if a person misses a day, not to make a bracha mikan ul haba, because it's a suffix whether if a person is. Because the machlekes b'shoinim, whether if you miss a day, you still mechuyev to keep on counting. Right. So nowadays we paskin that the bracha, that the sphere is the rabbanon. So therefore, to count if I forgot, yes, is a safek bracha. However, the mitzvah is the same mitzvah, right? Many b'shoinim, I'm still mechuyev in the mitzvah sphere shomer, but people already say, I'm out already, right? Once there's no bracha, I'm out. So, but that's not correct. they don't make the bracha because we're machmer for the shitas of all, that they're not mekayim the mitzvah, but according to most shitas, they're mekayim the mitzvah. Let's keep on counting. So Chazal knew very well that if we have a mitzvah, it's the same yisoid, a mitzvah in the context of the rabbanon, in the context of deraisa. You get an immediate downgrade. So then Jews, our natural inclination is, not so important, it's only, don't have to be so careful about it. So Chazal understood, if I'm going to have a din, Safing bracha birkas hamazon, you got to repeat it. That shows chashivas. I've sit down. I'm not sure if I made a bracha this morning. I had a bagel for breakfast, and now I'm in the middle of seder. And I remember I got distracted at the end. I was got a phone call, picked it up, left. I was ready outside. Can't figure out did I make a bracha achrena or not. So then one has to figure out how to make another bracha achrena. If you're going to say, but don't worry about the about a teva meita. Well, so right away you have a downgrade. So this seems to be a story that didn't derab a bracha derabbanan, a mitzvah derabbanan, the concept of deraisa. If you're going to have a very, very dramatic downgrade, that's going to be mezalz on the bracha. So therefore Chazal said, in that case, so now the mishnah is in a very important ha'ara. We'll learn this one. This is part of the Rebbe Eger which Josh is referring to. That if I have to repeat my birkas amazon, I mean, I have a suffix if I said birkas amazon, then I have to say birkas amazon. The guy next to me hasn't benched yet, right? Can I be moitzi? I'm benching mitam suffix. He's benching mitam. Vaday. Can they be machabed me with Muziman?
Yes.
So Mishnah Berurah says, yeah. Right. In other words, the din of Sofek, because I'm Mozo in Lechumra, means I'm chayim in the Baruch Legem Le'yal. So not that that my chiyav is a lower level chiyav. If Neishu min HaTorah, if Daka Kishah Saveya, Dilei Sova, L'Rei Foskim min Rabbanan, when we call Makoim, Roy Liri Shemaim Minestapik and Birach Eloi, a few shall Yachal Lel Kazayas, Shiyito Yodi Vercha Moitzi, Yachal Kazayas, Vimach Vizamazi. He says a person, let's say he's a Sophic, whether he had a Kedei Svi or not. So then it could be a Sophic about whether he's Mukhi the Vercha altogether. So Mishnah Berurah says, but the right thing to do, Kosachayonam, is if you have that kind of Sophic, then you wash. A moitzi, and you make an and you have enough kedei sviya in order to make sure that you don't have it, that you didn't miss a din day raisa. Okay, then there's another place where the Shulchan Aruch discusses that, and that is in Reish Tes. Reish Tes kol habrachos im nistapik im birichem lav einu mevarach loy betchila veloy besoif chutz mivirkas amazin shehu shel teira. Why the tzarchin? Why the Shulchan Aruch repeated it several times? I have to think about it. But in this location, Mishnah Berurah makes a very important ha'ara that's important for us. And he says, V'hinei ha'machaber, hold on, Yosef, I got you. V'hinei ha'machaber ha'mashma, she's from Kirambam. She's serving the bracha mi'en sholosh, hu min rabbanon. In other words, here he said, the lashon of Shulchan Aruch was, kol ha'brachis, chutz mi'birkas ha'mazon. So that's a hachra. Achra of a suffix that is neveya from our sugya. When we go back to our sugya, so we've dealt with the din of me'ein sholosh twice, right? So last time we dealt with it, it wasn't clear. There's no comment in the raisa rabbanon, right? It was just a question of what brachas to make on mizoynos. But now on lamed hey yamed aleph, so now the gemara says that. Gemara says that there, if you hold Kerem Revoy and you hold of the Gzer Rishava, so then you're going to have a Din Deiraisa of Bracha, and that Din Deiraisa is going to be on grapes and on olives. And the Gemara says maybe it's going to also be in the Shiva Minim, right? And is that so now that we would have a very strong makor to say that me'ein sholosh is a din deraisa, right? Because it's not from the brach of the pasuk of v'yachalta v'sevota v'rachta.
Assuming it's dependent on whether we uphold the kahavina of the gemara. Like,
correct.
Like
exactly.
This svari, does it go back on everything?
Well, even before, no, well, not svari, it's whether if you hold that hilulim is not, is lab davka kerem, right? So then brachas derabbanan, right? No. Then you have an extra hilulim. And that bracha is a bracha de raisa, right? But the only halachas of care of even netar revoy is going to be the shiva minim of Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara says, so there would be habaminis. Which could end up being the maskana. The Gemara gave us several roads to the din of bracha de rabbah, the brachas de raisa. Right? The zechi of bracha rishayna. So we have several ways of getting to coming to that conclusion. Now we have concluded, we paskin, that that's going to be a de rabbah and the gedin. Alright? So that means, but that means that we're going to paskin that the kal v'chomer is a drabbanan, right? Because the Kodesh Elulim is not going to be more than a bracha achrayna. So the bracha Rishon will be a kal v'chomer, and that will be a kal v'chomer that is not a kal v'chomer gemur. But what about the Ikedin of Elulim? If we hold that it teaches a bracha achrayna, is that going to be limited to bread? Mechitesa. Why should we be limited to bread? So the conclusion that we reached that bracha rishayim is the rabbanon or bracha in the mitam svara, but there's still several roads to say anything but the only road that doesn't lead us to say it's midin deraisa is if you need hilul, if you hold kerem revoy, you don't hold the gzeir shava. But if you hold the kerem revoy, you hold into revoy, then there's room to say that there is a makor over here for a bracha achrayna being day raisa, and we can even add in, and we know that v'achal to v'sot and rachta is a day raisa, l'chor should add on to that. So that's what we mentioned before. We know that there are brachas that are drabbona from davchav. We know because a mazon is day raisa, and we know that some bracha achrayna is drabbona. But what about, does that mean that every bracha rishayna is drabbona? Does that mean that every bracha achrayin is the rabbanon? So the Shulchan Aruch says, "Kol abrachis chutz brikas hamazin." That sounds like achra. Then every single bracha except brikas hamazin. So the Mishnah Berurah says, "Vinei machaber mashma shesah samker Rambam usmag sheserven debracha meinsholei shemavarchan hashiv aminim hu min rabbanon." Avol beemes ish harbei rishayim shesayim shuminei raisa valkein kosu achrayinim. So then let's understand what's the Mishnah pointing out of here. If the Shulchan Aruch would have been machriya, black on white, that bracha mayin sholosh is a derabbanan, then I don't know if the Mishnah would say that we should be. I don't know. We should be machmir before a certain rishonim. But hayois that the right hayois that the hachra that mayin sholosh is an inference. Hayoy said the Machamra didn't spell it out exactly. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying, this is just a mahalach amongst the Achrayim, that maybe the Shulchan Aruch did not give us a full-throated Achra in this case. In this case, we should be mine a little bit more. So the Pashtus is that the Machamra is being soisim, that Bracha Mein Sholesh is the Rabbanon, and the only day rice is Birkas HaMazon. Now, who can raise a ha'ara as to why, who can question this inference? Who would raise a kasha on the inference? To say maybe it's not so posh, go ahead.
I mean, it's possible that where the Shulchan Aruch is clear about bread, he specifically mentions like bread, but he doesn't mention anything else about like safek d'oraisa, safek d'rabbanan. So it seems like the only, like, it was true by Shivas Aminim or any thing that you make a bracha Hasmei Shalashan. So then where the Shulchan Aruch talked about bread and how in a suffix, you know, whether you
it should have been
not,
okay. She's saying it's a steam in several places. Okay, yeah. Yosef?
The real question of whether there was a Muslim applies in Shalash also.
Whether the you're saying whether, okay. So what Yosef is saying is a very good horror. He's saying me'ein sholesh by its very definition is me'ein birkas hamazon.
Right.
So maybe when the Shulchan Aruch said birkas hamazon, maybe it means me'ein sholesh also. That's a very good horror. That's very good. Yeah, go ahead, yeah, Josh. Okay. Well, you're also a step ahead. Okay, so the hold on. So the
Can I just ask a question also?
Yeah.
I saw something that I assumed how we're saying that the Shulchan Aruch wouldn't be giving a full hachra.
Okay, good, good. So let's two horrors. I think Yosef's horror is a very good horror. That's a very good horror. But then in addition, we can add the following. That all the way back in Siman Mem Zayin, there is a sif that says, Birchas HaTorah Tzorach Lizor Boma Oid. So what's this? It's Musar? Is that a line from Silsi Sharm in the middle of Shulchan Aruch? What's Tzorach Boma Oid? What do you mean? And Shulchan Aruch wouldn't say Tzorach Lizor. Well, how does it affect my bracha? So it could be that we should say it slower, more kavana.
What's
Birchas
Torah? Oh, this is Birchas
Torah. Yeah. Birchas Torah. And I hear what you're saying, but what does it Lamaisa, what does it mean? So Mishnah Berurah says, I'm Bishagas Arya. I'm hoping that that we will have a chance to learn several Shagas Aryas. That's the very, very classic safer in this area of halacha. So it's very complicated. But once you learn Gemara Rishonim, so you'll be able to cut through pieces with much greater ease. So Mitzvah, that's a coming attractions. An Shmishagas Ari Simin Chav Dalad the Masig Shemirchas Atorah Imin Atorah V'Lochenim Nistapig Layim Birach Birchas Atorah Choyzer Umevarech. So the Shagas Arya says he has a suffix if Birchas HaTorah is Deiraisa Rabbanu. Right? And since L'cheinim Nistapik, therefore, if I have a suffix whether I said the Birchas HaTorah or not, so then we should be Choyzer Mubarak. We call Mokoyim, but since it's a suffix, so instead of saying all three brachos, we say one of the three brachos, and the Gemara is going to tell us that Asher Bracha Banu is the Meula Shem Brachos. V'ayin b'shavri shu v'shevi b'shem k'sas achrayim and the servant the misafik lo yachzer v'yivarech u'memus koshemoy l'smach aleihem taharei rishonim Rabban chinuch Hashba servant the birchas atari hu min atara v'yodua. And that is what Yosef is referring to. But maybe there's a kula that Amar Rabba could count as your Birchas HaTorah. Okay, so you have ובפרט לפי מה שמצאתי אחר כך בספר מאמר מרדכי שמיים של לבוש גם כן דו בני רבונה ואני צריך לזור לך חיל לעשות עסקי and then he says what about if it's a Monday or Thursday he says that birchas is for sure the rabbanon because that's the birchas of Torah that was established to covered Talmud Torah Betzibur. And then the Mishnah says, "What is Sarach Lizor Ma'oid? Shaloi Lomod et Shivarach Vivarach Osa B'Simcha Gedayla." He says, "What's Takip Shat in being Nizor Ma'oid? Number one is that one should not learn until one makes the bracha, and number two, Vivarach Osa B'Simcha Gedayla, because of the Gemara that Yosef referred to, that Alma Om Da'aretz." והקדוש ברוך הוא הבויכן לבוא ויסיודע כי אף הפי שהוא אויסקן בתור לי אויסקן לשם לי ותור אלא כמו שלא משנה אחר חמס ולכן לי ברוך הוא ולכן צריך לזור מאוד ליתן הידול שבוחר בנו And then, of course, Chazal say Nizerecha Chas V'Shalom LeYoslei Ben Talmud Chacham if he's not Nizer. The Yeshivas is a Meserah from the Vilna Gaon who was very, very Nizer. That the Vilna Gaon and Chaim Elozhnu that they once had a situation where they learned before Birchas HaTorah and they forgot that Levod. For us, it wouldn't be so remarkable. It wouldn't, but for the Vilna Gaon and the Rav Chaim Elozhnu, I forget which one, they had a chaloim, and in the chaloim they learned something, and they tried to remember the chaloim before they said Birchas HaTorah. So it didn't work. They would have said Birchas HaTorah, and then try to recall, they thought that they would be able to remember. So what have we accomplished now? So we learned that from our sugya, the conclusion of our sugya is that according to the mitzvah of Birchas Hanenin, the mitzvah of Birchas Hanenin, so we have several roadmaps how we come to that din. Right, so most of the roadmaps leave us off with a svara, right? Some, there are one or two roadmaps that bring us to a conclusion that it could come from a kal v'chomer sort of shein gomer. En route, it is, we have several mahalchim that birkas, that a broch achreina would be a deiraisa. What is the nafkamina of all of this? Safik bracha, the first says no. So the achroas apoyskim is the shulchan aruch is machriya the birkas of mazon is deiraisa, and with the chiddush that even the fourth bracha which is the rabbanon would be chayzim mavarech, right? And the Mishnah Berura says if a person is a safik whether they ate kidei sviya, they should be mechay themselves davka in order to be yotzei. And when it comes to the bracha meyein shalosh, so there the Shulchan Aruch says, does not address it explicitly. However, Shulchan Aruch, we are medayik from Shulchan Aruch, then he holds it to Rabbanon. All right, now Josh asked, why would we question our diuk altogether? It's like an ironclad diuk. The answer is because he says, kol avrocha, and we know that when it comes to Birchas HaTorah, right, so there the Mishnah Berura said, there the Shulchan Aruch is certainly Zorba Moed. Mishnah Berura said, maybe that means it's a day rice at the Gedin. Right? So many of you should hold this day rice. So when you say kol avrocha, is That questions the strength of the diuk. One with Yosef Sa'ara, that maybe Chutz Birkas Amoza, and maybe that means the Birkas Amoza and the Mayan Sholish, or the diuk that we see that it's not an ironclad diuk because of Birkas HaTorah. So therefore, the Mishnah Berura says, Hine Mechaber Mafresh Asasam, Avol Be'emez Yesh Harvei Rishonim. So I don't know. Tzarech Li'i, you have to know a lot of Mishnah Berura's back and forth to know, to figure out the Mahalach L'Chavetz Chaim, but it's Kedai to figure this out. Mishnah Berura, maybe Mishnah Berura is saying that if the Mishnah Berura is saying we should be choshesh for several shitas rishonim, can neged the shita of the machaber, or is he saying we should be choshesh from several shitas rishonim only because they have a suffix, a pickbook, because it's an inference, and there's room to question the inference. Val kein kosva achreinim, the misha ochal kedei sviya, mi peiros. So Mishnah Berura's machriya yerchel oid may oid say amin shir kezayis v'yevarech acharav al yedei zeh v'yotzi al yedei zeh gam asofik shaloi v'ayim v'fim magadim shemitzadim im ein loy may oid say amin. What happens if I had grapes? No grapes left. Right? And I'm not sure how Shir, so he points out that the minim are mitzdarfim. I could finish up. I wouldn't suggest pomegranates, but I would suggest to eat them, right? And what's that?
Even mezonos.
And even, yeah, why not? Mezonos also, yeah. Mezonos is another chiddush, because it means that I'll be saying in Al Eitz or periods be safek, and the Al Amichya Medina. All right, let's finish up with the Taz. The Taz writes back on Kuv Samach Zayin. Hamoitzi hu min rabbanon v'yafol gav d'mirvesh perakeh mevorchin yolav kal v'chomer im liyacher mevorch lefanav lekol shechein kvar kosav atoisves d'lav kal v'chomer gomer hu. Now we have an opportunity in a prima gadim. A prima gadim is a very, very difficult sefer to learn. One reason is because it was written in very, very small print. So Baruch Hashem now, it's been typeset again, and we can use larger print. But it's a very, very dense sefer. In other words, every line is another aura. It doesn't repeat himself at all. So the Prima Gadim, again, it's an opportunity to learn Prima Gadims, because it's such a sefer yoker. There used to be a time when it was... when Prima Gadims were like standard fare. It was understood that we'll learn Prima Gadims. The Lafuke, this Taz, who says, Prima Gadim wrote a sefer on the Taz and on the Magen Avraham. He's what we call a super commentary, yeah. So like superhero, super commentary. So the Taz writes that the Rabbanan, despite the Kal V'Chomer, the Prima Gadim says Alfuke Me'anuscha V'Rambam, that says Mehilchas Birchas Shemor Chamoit Siyim V'Siyaseh V'Prisha Mekal V'Chomer V'Ayim Mogen Avram, because all these are from Mekayros Birchas Hamozen Ukriyas Shema Din Teira Tfila De Rabbanan She'ein Mevur. Right, so the Prima Gadim helps us understand the suffix that we have, that the Mishnah said, that the Mishnah back in Daf Chof Aleph, because a mazon is deraisa, kriyishma is deraisa, and tefillah is the rabbanon. Why did it say help us out? Birchas Handen is the rabbanon. Why didn't it say Birchas Mein Sholish is the Rabbanon? Why didn't it say Birchas Hanen and on Peirut? So we have this. The Mishnah did say Tzil is the Rabbanon, Shein Mavur, who was then Hamoitzi and Mavur Rak Mikal V'Chomer Kri Divrei Seifrim. So Hamoitzi is in this. We have this. We're Mesupik as to what are we supposed to infer from the Gemara, from the Mishnah Brachis Dav Chav Aleph Elamai V'Kal V'Chomer. Kal V'Chomer is also not so posh. Kal V'Chomer usually is Deiraisa. Only here is a Kal V'Chomer that we can't figure out how to, it's not a clear Kal V'Chomer. If Mishas Sviyas, it's certainly Mishas that a person is right. V'nei Yishleimar. Okay. The Yesh Kayach B'yan Chazal La'akor Dov V'Natur V'Shev Al Taisa. Le'i B'kum Vasei. So now, he says, well, let's go back to Din of Balkari. Instead of being inferring from the Lashon, what's the din? There is a din, Chazal were Mesakim, the Mechanish a din, that a Baal Keri should not make brachas. Now, can Chazal say that a Baal Keri shouldn't say Krishma? Can Chazal say that a Baal Keri shouldn't do a din de Raisa? So if you even got him and said, Vinay Shalom, and Yesh Kerb Echom Lakod Abinatara, Chazal could be Echod Abinatara. So simply saying, well, Chazal established that Birkas HaMozain is not to be said by Valkari, and other brachas sounds like Valkari should not say them, that in and of itself doesn't prove that it's a Drabonon, because Chazal could be Erkid of Natarish of Altaisa. The Mekane Birkas on Mazrin, Hebidu Nevein, Bekat Balkari, Mashayin Kane Birkas on Moitzi, that feel like they hear her, Le Yavarach Vayachal, Mekane, Nechachal Biser, Umyakar Dinatara. So the Prima Gadim says, not so partial, because Chazal can only be oikedem in a Torah Hashem al ta'aseh. But skipping a bracha rishayna, that might be being oikedem in a Torah v'kum asay. Who told me to eat? So I should hold off meeting. So maybe this should be a raya. How could Chazal say that a Balkari should not make a bracha mishayna? So you'll tell me because it's the Rabbanan, Heimom Heimomru. But possibly Chazal would be saying, possibly, if we could entertain it today, Raisa. He said he can't entertain this day, Raisa. Because then it would be asking us to do a bracha, to do an Isra, b'kum vasei. So it can't be a day, Raisa. V'yishlam v'dug min tzitzis. D'loivish v'kol talis psuka. D'levish alav Isra. D'yam v'toris v'silvish v'loi tzitzis. V'yishlam v'tas alacha. So this now raises the question that we will spend time on as we go weiter, whether a bracha rishayna is accompanied with a lav and isur de rabbanon. All right, that we haven't discussed yet. In other words, we haven't been mamik in the lashon of our Gemara, which is mikan also la'odim gahanus b'li bracha, where Chazal misaken an iser of eating without a bracha, and then misaken a matir al yidei bracha, or when they misaken a mitzvah bracha, and also gahanus is a melitza but not a clear cut. What's the nafkamina? Whether it's an Isid Rabbanon with a heter, whether it's a Mitzvah Rabbanon?
It's Onen.
Onen, exactly, right? An Onen doesn't do mitzvahs, but an Onen cannot do Isurim. Right? So an Onen for sure washes his hands. But we pass an Onen that doesn't make a bracha. So the Pashtus, is that a bracha is not a matir of an Isir. But it's a bracha, it's a Mitzvah Rabbanon, it's a Pashtus. However, the Rav held otherwise, we'll have to explain that. Good. So then, what does that leave us off? So now, our sugya, again, a sikkum of our sugya is that when Chazal were establishing the obligation to make a bracha, Chazal left various options open. Right? All options led to it being mitam svara. A bracha mishayna, either mitam kal v'chomer or mitam svar. And at the very end, the Gemara says that even if you'll have a kal v'chomer, it will not explain basar v'dogim. So we'll always need some svar. So what's left to be explained is whether all brachas from Birkas Hamavosi to a shahakal are mitam svara. Are they all mitam derabbanan? Or are we going to conclude by saying, no, there's some brachos that are kal v'chomer, and some brachos are mitam svar. Some brachos, so we see from Shulchan Aruch that all brachos are derabbanan. So it doesn't really matter whether it's mitam kal v'chomer she'enai gemura or mitam svar. However, we can now understand why there would be some Rishonim who would say that a bracha Rishonah on the Shiva Minim would be a Dei Raisa. Because they would say that you could learn the Gemara saying that the Hilulim does teach us a bracha Rishonah via Kal V'Chaim, which could be a Kal V'Chaim and a Dei Raisa. So it could be, and that we daka found, the Rabbi Chananel, Rudim Yisrael Leon, hold that a bracha Rishonah for certain items would be a Dei Raisa. Nevertheless, I don't think you'll find a Mishnah Berurah that says that a Yosef Rishonim hold and says they rise with Shemachmir, but she does say Legabe a Bracha Me'ein Shalish. Good. What are Kashi to discuss? We didn't go the next step that Josh would want us to go, we have to have a mincha, is that Sivori de Raisa, Rabban Fnei Yeshua. So, okay, good. Yosef.
Is it possible does the
Mitam Sivori,
does that include also the
Mitam Sivori
of the
Kalvachomer? Yeah, it's possible. Right, it's possible to say that a Kalvachomer, Shein Gomer,
could you say that the Svar,
like, exclusive to each other, like, that the Mitam Svar is like a Basar Vagim, and the things that are Shavasam Midian, those are going to be Mikhail Pomer. Yeah, it's possible, but L'chaira, it's more poshut to say that it's two separate Svaras. Because why would the Gemara be Mechalik and call one a Kalvachomer, call one a Svar?
Is
Mechalak or Sarah? The Gemara has two different Lashonis.
So that might be a difference
between two. Yeah, Lechaira.
That
could
be
an Akhmir
about
the Kambasek, Kibal Tazek. Correct. And you'd have to be able to fit in the idea of Lashem Ratzum Loya, Kan Kodim Kan Liacher, into the Kalm Lechaimer. Which I'm not sure if that's Shaykh. Okay, good. So then don't forget to be chazer over the Pnei Yeshua as well.